When it comes to hard work, there's one important rule. Pick the right tool for the right job. That's why Chevy offers a family of Silverado pickup trucks designed just for the job. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
On this question particularly, I have an expert sitting right next to me now. Brian the Cashman, how are you?
I'm doing great, John. And yourself?
I was doing better 5 minutes ago. When I asked you the question, you said, oh, absolutely, it is the most expensive piece of sports memorabilia ever sold is what?
The shot called jersey from Babe Ruth.
From the 1932 World Series.
That's correct. That was sold in August 2024 for $24 million, over $24
million. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That was the first guest we got today from Arlene. Arlene, you got the answer right. If you're still listening and you're not too disappointed, call back right now, 312-981-7200. We will hook you up with our prize today. Tickets to Always, Patsy Cline, playing June 11th to August 3rd at Drury Lane Theater. That is the answer to the question of the day. The answer I thought it was, based on my limited research using, and this is a good lesson out there, kids, triple check your sources, because I, of course, was using ChatGPT. It said that it was the original 13 Rules of Basketball, typed and signed by James Naismith in 1891, sold at auction December 2010 for $4.4 million, which at the time set a record for the most expensive piece of sports memorabilia ever sold. Now, maybe there was a difference between autographs versus memorabilia, different things.
Well, you referenced memorabilia as a whole, yeah. I guess. I don't
know. Anyways, I got it wrong, Brian.
It happens.
Arlene,
it's okay.
Got it right. 312-981-7200. Call back, Arlene. Brian, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. And, you know, it just shows that John is human, everybody. He's not a robot.
Yes.
He's not a robot. He's human.
I will admit my mistakes. And I see Arlene has called on back. That's great.
Fantastic.
Who we need to call now, 312-981-7200, or text in, are the things that you have in your home. Check it out before you throw it out. Gold, silver, still very high, Brian.
Oh, unbelievable.
And
unbelievable.
People are coming in, I bet.
They are.
I love the line in our new script. It's a modern-day gold rush in Westmont. That's great.
It truly is unbelievable how many people are coming in. All the material that's coming through is just unbelievable. You know, I just saw here real quick, people ask, you know, if we're open on Saturdays. We are open Saturdays from 9 to 4.
And you don't need an appointment.
No appointment is necessary. Appointments are not necessary.
Okay.
Just come on in. Bring your items in. We'll be more than happy to review them, make you a fair offer, and you can take cash or a check home with you.
I think a lot of people might go, I don't know if I have gold. Where does gold, I mean, it's mostly in jewelry, right? Jewelry that's been either passed down or maybe you had it. Maybe it's a broken
Correct.
Ring. But it comes in many different forms.
Yes, absolutely. You know, here, and it's funny you just bring that up. I literally had a lady, she goes, I was... not sure. I don't even know. And she just hands me this bag and goes, can you check this and tell me if there's anything in here?
Just a bag.
Just a bag full of her, you know, jewelry stuff, you
mm-hmm.
know? And granted, most of it was costume, but mm-hmm. I ended up still finding $1,400
Whoa.
That I was able to pay her.
So, she a WGN radio listener?
Yeah, she was.
Boom!
Yeah, she was. And that's what I can, and I tell her, I go, ma'am, you did exactly what we want everyone to do. Get the bag filled with stuff that you're not sure about. Bring it in. Let us look through it, and we will pay you what we can.
Absolutely.
You know,
gold, silver, rare metals. Just bring the bag of jewelry over.
Absolutely. I mean, it's funny because they almost like fall back. Like, oh my gosh, are you serious?
And right.
Yeah. You know, absolutely.
$1,400.
I was going to throw this away.
Of course.
You know? Don't throw it away.
You know what she did?
She checked it out before she threw it.
Yeah.
Out,
boom,
John.
Brian. That's how we do it. Okay. 815. Hi, guys. I have a baseball signed by all the Chicago Cubs. I don't even know what year it is. Maybe it's from the late 80s. Any value to that, Brian?
Could they all fit on there? All the Cubs?
I have an autograph. Yeah, honestly, Brian, I have a baseball that is signed, I think, by 27 or 28 people.
Oh, wow. That's fantastic. Yeah, of course it's worth something. You know, obviously we'd have to, you know, do a little research, identify what players' signatures are on there, but definitely worth something. Team signed balls are always great.
They're great, but are they worth as much as individual? Like, let's say there's a Sammy Sosa autograph alone on a ball versus one with the whole team on it. What's
team,
worth more?
Team signed ball, World Series winning.
Ah.
Money.
Moved to the top.
Moves to the top.
So there is something about having them all have signed it if it's a
yes.
notable year or
yes.
something.
Yes, it's got to, you know, it's got to have that the whole contextual thing. So here's the thing, you know, as it stands, though, most collectors do like single signed balls.
Okay.
The single sign baseball.
All right.
That's a very popular, you know, it's a popular way to collect items.
Probably the worst thing is if like Babe Ruth was signed next to like Goosey Magoo or some terrible player.
It would still have Babe Ruth on it and that ball would still be worth money. Oh, right. Yeah.
Mike calls in. He's got a thought. Hey, Mike, you're on WGN.
Yeah, John. I just want to give a shout out to Brian and Eric Cash. I brought an item, a few little pieces of metal. The other day, I was expecting maybe $50, $70. I got $270. So
boom.
They are very honest.
Yeah,
absolutely.
They are, Mike. And I'm glad you took the time to call in. That means a lot to me and to Brian as
absolutely.
Well.
Thank you so much for calling and saying that. I really do appreciate that.
What'd you do with the money?
Let's see. I probably paid some bills.
Okay, there you go.
That's good. That's sensible.
Sensible. Very
good
stuff. No,
I do like that. I like sensible stuff.
Mike, thanks for the phone call. We appreciate it. Right before weather traffic, Platinum, yes?
Yes.
That's from the 773. Our number, 312-981-7200. The 630 has what looks like a portrait. It's a Leibovitz portrait of the Blues Brothers.
That's correct.
Pretty famous photo.
Oh, yeah.
Their lips are red. Everything else is black and white.
Yep.
It's on a nice poster. That worth anything?
Yeah. You know, so that's like the advertisement poster for the piece. Ideally, you would have one of the actual prints, that signed numbered prints. Those are, you know, quite valuable. This would be, you know, one of the advertising posters. Now, if this was signed by Ann Leibovitz, would definitely add to the value of this. But, you know, it definitely has some value. You know, some of those original prints sold, you know, in the tens of thousands of dollars. Something like this is, you know, probably under 100.
Are there a lot of posters like that where they advertise the portrait that she does?
Yes.
I've never seen that before.
It's done as a way to create another item that's available to the public at a lower cost.
Oh, that's good. That definitely some Chicago basement wants that, though. I can guarantee that.
Absolutely.
312-981-7200, our phone number, the 847. Do you need Indian head pennies? Well, we'll say cents, not pennies.
That's correct, John.
Pennies are from England UK.
That's right.
And in the United States, we shouldn't call them pennies.
We should not. We should call them cents.
Okay. You must be popular at the bar when you say that, Brian.
Oh, man.
Do you need Indian head pennies from the Civil War era?
Absolutely. We need all the Indian head cents that you could bring in. We would love to buy them all.
Okay, 773. I hear you do jewelry repair, too. How does that work? Do you try to make an offer on my jewelry or then say you can fix it? How does it work? Can I just come in for it to be fixed and not try and sell it to you? How does that go?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We are a full-service jeweler. So you come in and say, hey, I'd like to get this repaired. No problem. I'm not, you know, we're not going to try to buy it at that point.
Okay.
Unless you want to sell it, you know, of course, then we can. We'll review whatever the issue might be with your item. We'll quote you a price and you can have the item repaired by us. We handle that right there in the store.
224, old tire Goodyear ashtrays. Are they worth anything? Old ashtrays.
Old ashtrays. You know, ashtrays are a tricky item.
Why?
At one point in time, I had a really neat collection of probably 500 ashtrays from all the different casinos.
Ooh, that's cool.
All the different casinos. Many of them didn't even exist anymore. You know?
Were they nice or were they just like the plastic ones?
Nice stuff, you know, glass. A lot of them were mostly all glass.
Mm-hmm.
All glass. And you're shocked as to how little some of the values were. So they really are a hit or miss. This is something like this we would actually really have to see it. So those, just to give you a reference, some of those ashtrays, $1.
Yeah.
You know, here it is from the Sands Casino, you know.
Back in the day. Rat Packed era.
Buck. $1.
Wow, yeah.
You know, and then you have one that you didn't even know, and you're like, I never even heard of this place, and it sells for, you know, $90.
Gosh.
And you're like, wow. So that's one of those items that really does wildly vary.
Well, I meant not as many people smoke these days. So.
That's correct. That used to be a huge thing, collecting ashtrays, cigarette books, or matchbooks.
Uh-huh.
Matchbooks used to be a huge collector. Just not so much anymore.
Yeah. I just remember, I wonder how much something like this would have been worth. Probably not all that much. My grandmother smoked, and I loved the smell of it as a kid. I didn't just end up smoking myself, thank goodness. But she had like this, it was like a tree stump, as I remember it, like a sliver of a tree stump. So imagine a cross section of a tree stump.
All right.
So like live wood along the side of it, but cut ornate. She probably got it up in Minocqua, Wisconsin, where she had a timeshare up at the point. And it was a giant ashtray.
Mm-hmm.
Like it wouldn't be just for one person, maybe be for a whole gathering of people.
Sure.
But it was, it had that like epoxy all around it too.
Yeah, the resin. Yep.
And I'm giving it a bad vibe to it. It was not just a tree stump cut with a hole in it. It was like artwork. It was really well done. And it was out on her main table, which was also made of like an old tree. It was very North Woodsy.
Oh,
something
yeah.
like that. What if I had something like that? That would be a limited collector's piece.
Yeah, again, it just, you know, like I've said before many times, you know, hey, was this made by a specific artist? Was this, you know, a known piece from a very specific area that has a large collector base for those types of items? Then yes, there's a potential. Otherwise, it just simply could just be another wooden ashtray.
I wish I had that ashtray. Ugh. Someone in my family's got to have that one. I got to figure out who. That's what I want. Rolexes, the 708 wants to know, going up in value, going down in value, kind of steady?
You know, Rolexes, certain models, of course, are okay. But, you know, after the pandemic, just as a blunt thing, is all the Rolexes have rolled down as far as prices.
From their highs.
Yeah, from their high. So everything's come down from their high. Now, are they still good? Do they still bring good money? Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You know, key thing, of course, is maintaining and make sure whatever you do, never throw out your Rolex box or any of your paperwork, including your original receipts. Save all that stuff. You know, that is going to only aid to how much we're able to pay you.
Okay. Let's go to Donna on line one. Donna, what do you have?
Hi, I have a Babe Ruth autograph, but it's on like a piece of paper or a scorecard or something. My mother used to go to all the games when she was young, and she got this, and so we have it now.
Did she watch him sign it?
You know, she probably did, because she told me a long time ago. She's not with us anymore. She told me that when she used to wait. When all the players used to come out of the, you know, out of, I guess, out of the dugout or wherever they were, and the kids would all wait in line, and she would wait there, and that's how she got it.
Wow. Well, wow, Brian.
Wow, Donna. When can you come to the store?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yes. No,
I have to tell you, this is so funny, because we've had this for years. And my kids and everybody go, oh, Mom, it's probably not worth anything.
What?
You know,
it's so, Babe Ruth.
I know.
Donna, when can you come to the store? No, seriously, the only question I have for you is when can you bring it in?
Really?
Yes, okay. I'm absolutely serious.
I don't know because I don't live... Where are you again?
Westmont. Where are you, Donna?
I'm in Highland Park.
Oh, that's not that bad.
Uh-huh.
Not
you
at
swing
all.
On down the tri-state, you get on over there, you get off at Ogden. Well, yeah, we'll tell you what, Donna, we're going to have Brian also maybe reach out and help you out, make sure that you get this done, Donna, because a Babe Ruth, as we talked about, that is worth a lot of money. Now, it has to go through authentication and stuff like that, but you've got a story behind it.
We do all that. We do all that right then and there. In fact,
yeah. Well, I'll have to have one of my sons would probably, you know, drive me and come with me.
Yeah. We'll get you taken care of, Donna. We'll come out and see you, or you can come out and see us one way or another.
That would be great if you could come see me.
If it's legit, Donna, you give your kid's going to get $100 for driving you there. Okay,
absolutely.
And you're going to get the rest. All right,
absolutely.
Okay.
You can take me out to a fancy lunch after you do the deal. I'm right out
no
there
kidding.
Too, Donna. Yeah, there
really?
You go.
Okay.
All right, Donna, thanks for the call. And
all right.
Hang on the line for 1 second. Everybody wants to make sure she chats with you. I love that. What I love about it isn't someone who has it and is like, I know how much it's worth. I'm going to keep it forever.
Right.
Donna didn't quite know. It's the thing she's kept in the family.
She's going to be, you know, I got to see everything.
Got to see everything.
I got to see it first before we do it, but the offer will be in the thousands of dollars.
I mean, for a scorecard, too, does that make it better than if it was on a napkin or if it was on a random piece of paper?
Yes. You know, it's kind of, scorecard is great. It adds to the authenticity. It adds to the story. It adds to everything as far as that concerned.
Yeah.
Some of the big things right now that a lot of people are doing is they do like to try to find that simple signed piece of paper, and they create a card.
Around it.
Around it. They create their own cut signature card, as they call it. Mm. And those custom cards now are getting very popular.
Yeah. Okay, well, I got to go. You're going to go talk to Donna off the line. We're holding her there. Brian, 630-969-9600 is the phone number, right?
Yes.
16 West Ogden in Westmont is where Donna and others could visit, right?
Absolutely.